Welcome into episode 126 of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning in into this episode. I apologize for not posting an episode in the last month and a half, just about. The end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021 was pretty crazy for me in terms of I had some health stuff going on that I wasn't sure what was happening. And so that was like a week and a half span. It was pretty, I just had zero clue what was going on. And then, as some of you guys know from listening to a few of the previous episodes, I was in the process of trying to get my real estate license, and you know, I was studying like crazy for that. I studied way too much for that, and I'm excited and happy to inform you that I did indeed get my real estate license officially. I'm a licensed real estate agent, and then I officially became a realtor within that week after, and so I'm all. I'm all, I guess you could say, caught up, and I'm official. I've done pretty much the meat of what I need to do in the beginning weeks of becoming a licensed agent. And I'm going to be working with my dad. So my dad's been a broker since 1985, has his own brokerage that he's kind of transitioned away from. He's been an appraiser for a long time, approaching two decades full-time appraising, and he wanted to start getting back into the real estate game, and in terms of buying and or selling houses and buying houses and flipping and all that fun stuff. And so we're partnering up and we're going to build this business together, something I'm super, super excited for. Not everybody gets the opportunity to build a business alongside their parents, and I thought this was the absolute perfect opportunity. I want to give him what he wants. I want to help him reach his goals. I want to help him retire before he actually wants to retire. You know, I just want to help out the best way I can for him and my mom. I just want to provide for them, because they've been providing for me for my entire life. And that's with me. That's what's going on with me. That's, you guys are all caught up. And I'm happy to say that those health issues for the time being have subsided, and no stressing with that right now. And so with all that said, I wanted to kind of dive into this episode a little bit. And I got the idea to do this because, you know, I went through the whole real estate process, studying, doing the classes. That was a long process. It felt like it was never ending. And the stress of exam day was like pretty, I wouldn't say it was as stressful as getting my driver's license that day. That day was just brutal. For those of you who don't know, the most stressful and nerve-wracking day of my entire life was by far getting my driver's license that day. The driver's license test, even though it's only 10 to 15 minutes long, there's the nerves that are going through your body in those 10 to 15 minutes is unmatched, unlike anything I've ever experienced before. And I don't know if I'll ever experience nerves like that ever again, because that was just a whole new level. I'm sure a lot of you can relate in terms of just how nerve-wracking that entire experience was. And this exam did not even come close to the nerves I felt from a driver's license test. I think it's because I was pretty confident with what I was learning. But I will say this, I want to be honest with you guys. So the first time I did not pass the national sections, because just two sections, one state, one's national. I missed the national section by, two questions, which was just heartbreaking. But I wasn't really mad at the time, because I knew I could take it like 2 days later if I wanted to. And I passed a state section on the first try, and so I only had to take the national section the second time around, and I ended up passing it. But when I was taking it the second time, you sometimes overthink yourself, and you kind of just overthink the questions. You're like, oh my god, like, you kind of circle back around. You're like, wait, that's not right, is it? And even though deep down you know it is correct, But then you just overthink it. You're constantly overthinking it because your brain, your subconscious mind's like, oh, Jake, that's not right. You got to switch your answer. And a lot of the questions on the second exam were the same as the first one, which was pretty wild. And so when you get those questions again, you're like, oh, did I even get it right last time? Like, it didn't tell you after you failed it. It just told you what you got for a score in each section. But it didn't tell you individual questions what if you got them right or wrong, which would have been pretty helpful, to say the least. So, yeah, when I was all said and done, I passed the second exam. And that was a big sigh of relief. Finally got that behind me. All this studying. Studied for 3 months. No, 2.5 months, pretty much every day. Give or take a day, a week, where I didn't study. It was a pretty exhausting process. And that's all behind me now. And now we're focused on the real thing. And we're just kind of easing into it right now because my dad's trying to transition from his appraising business a little bit and trying to help me get going because he's going to teach me the ropes because, you know, he's been in business for decades. And so I'm just going to learn under him. It's better than going to an office where I don't know anybody and they kind of just throw you out in the road and throw you out in the street and just like, yep, go learn it yourself. You gotta learn on the fly. So I would much rather learn under my dad than those people because I'll get that one-on-one attention that I desperately need because I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. And this kind of transitions into you guys and for all my listeners. So six months ago, I had no idea that I wanted to be a real estate agent and go into the real estate industry this quick. I think it was always in the back of my head that I wanted to go into the real estate industry eventually. I've always liked the aspect of, renovating homes and, fixing up homes and putting them back on the market. I've always been fascinated by that part of the real estate industry. And I always thought, I'll just get into that once I get my other career, all settled and I start making the amount of money that I need to really get into flipping quickly and kind of have that capital for that type of thing. But I pushed it out to the late 20s. And then I mentioned this, I think in another episode previously, but then my mom gave me the idea. It's like, why not just get your license right now? It's like, you know what? You're right. And so I did. And so I pursued it, signed up for classes, and did all that stuff. And here we are. 5 months later, I'm officially a licensed real estate agent. It's crazy how fast time has gone in those past 5 months. And now it's reality now. Now it's like, Jake, you got to hustle now to get clients. You got to help people find their dream homes. You gotta build up the bank account so you can start flipping houses with your dad. You gotta just build up that and get to the financial freedom that you so desperately want and crave. And for you guys, whatever it is you're thinking about doing, just do it, because you just never know when some opportunity is going to present itself. And that could be the only time it ever presents itself to you. And you just got to jump on the opportunity as soon as you possibly can. And that's what I did with real estate. I didn't waste any time once it crossed my mind. It's like, I want to be doing this. This is something I need to do. I can learn the industry inside and out from my dad and learn along the way, learn from my mistakes, learn from my successes, and just kind of get to the point where I'll be a specialist in the real estate industry in no time. And by the time I'm 28, because I'm going to be 23 tomorrow, by the time I'm 28, that's 5 years of experience in the real estate industry. I'm going to know so much more at 28 than I do at this current time right now. And so whatever it is you're thinking about doing, I don't care what it is. If you just want to have a side hustle, just go for it, because you don't know what it could turn into. I didn't know what my life was going to turn into 6 months ago. I had no idea what the hell I was going to be. And 6 months later, I'm in a pretty good spot right now. I got two businesses. And yeah, it's exciting stuff. So if there's something you've been putting off for a while, I don't know, we've all put off stuff before, but if you've been putting off like starting up a drop shipping business, you've been putting off flipping houses, you've been putting off investing in rental properties and real estate or whatever, you've been putting off getting your real estate license, you've been putting off getting that gym membership, you start working out, you know, whatever it is you've been thinking about doing, just do it, because I promise it's going to be for the best. It's going to at least open up opportunities for you. And even if you do that thing that you've been thinking about doing and you don't like it, you'll know. That way you won't regret, not like 40 years from now, you won't be like, damn, I wish I tried to do that. I wish I tried to do that at the bare minimum. You'll know if you like it or not pretty quickly. And so just, yeah, whatever it is you're thinking about doing, just do it. Just give it a try. That's all that you can do, is just give it a try. See if you like it or not. If you like it, great. Keep pursuing it. If you don't, then just move on to the next thing that's in your head or you want to try doing. Just keep testing and see what sticks with you, because everybody's different. So I guess that's kind of the motto for this episode. Whatever it is you're thinking about doing, just do it. Just don't hesitate. Like, I didn't hesitate when the thought of being a real estate agent or a licensed real estate agent crossed my mind. I just kind of signed up for classes pretty much right after that thought crossed my mind, and I don't regret it so far, but I don't think I will. It's one of those industries it's extremely beneficial to you, to the relationships you build, and the how lucrative it can be if you do it right, because a lot of realtors don't know what they're doing and they don't make much money from it because they don't know how to generate leads, they don't know how to keep leads, they don't know how to talk to people, they have no empathy for people. Basically, they just don't know what they're doing. They signed up for real estate and became a real estate agent, because it's pretty easy to become a real estate agent, honestly. You just got to pass an exam and that's it. But they saw how lucrative it was for some people. It's like, oh, if they can do it, I can do it. But then they actually get into the field, and then it's like, wow, this is a lot harder than I thought it was. And they're not willing to do the extra work that's required to be successful in this industry, because it does take a lot of work and time. You know, you can get phone calls at the most unexpected times. From what I hear, it's from my dad tells me, like, when he used to be a full-time real estate agent, he would get calls when he was on vacation, get calls at nighttime, when he's sleeping. It's a 7 days a week job. And those people see the amount of money you can make from real estate, which is incredibly true. You can make a ton of money in real estate if you know what you're doing. It's one of those three factors in life that will always have opportunities. You got shelter. Obviously, everyone always needs a house to, or needs a place to hang their hat at nighttime. Everybody needs that. That will never go away. There will always be a market for shelter. And then the next one is water. Water will always be required amongst humans, because our body requires water. And then there's food. Like, water, we all require food. We can't live without it. And so those three things is basically what you cannot live without. And those industries will never die off. So if you can get into the shelter industry, the real estate industry, people will always be looking for a place to live. And you can help them with that by selling their home, helping them buy a home, you know, renting out properties, flipping properties so people can move into a newly renovated property and call it their dream home. So that industry will always be there. I don't care if it's 2021 or 3021. That industry will be there. Although it's going to be completely different in 1,000 years, but right now for the time being, it's here, and it's possible to make a killing in the industry if you know what you're doing and you're willing to learn and put in the work. So whatever it is you're doing, just do it. No hesitation. Just do it. Sign up for that. Whatever it is. Sign up for gym. Whatever. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. And therefore you won't regret it because you tried it. So that's the premise of this episode. I hope whatever it is you're thinking about doing, you just do it. No hesitation. I hope that's what you got from this episode. I hope I, you know, could have motivated one person, because that's what I did. I just did it. No hesitation. That's the big thing, because you can't hesitate, or your brain. Let's say it this way: if you hesitate, your brain is going to take over and tell you not to do that thing because it's not in your comfort zone and it's unproven to your brain, and your brain doesn't know what to expect. Like, your brain's scared of failure. Obviously, everyone gets scared of failure, and you just kind of hesitate every day that goes by. You're like, you know, I'll just push us off to next week or whatever. The week goes by, I can just do this next month. It's still gonna be there a month from now, and then the cycle continues. So just do whatever it is you're thinking about doing. Don't hesitate and get it done. And I'm gonna wrap up this episode right there. That's a good spot to wrap it up. I just want to thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys had a great week. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you guys enjoy the Super Bowl. As for me, I am rooting for the Buccaneers because I have been a lifelong Patriots fan because I'm from New England, Massachusetts. So, got to root for Tom Brady, obviously. And, so I'll be watching the game intently with intent focus. And I'll see you guys on the next episode, which will be next Friday. I got to stick to this routine again of getting out an episode each and every week. Have a great upcoming week, and I hope you guys crush your goals in the meantime, and just get out there, do whatever it is you're thinking about doing, and do it. Don't hesitate.